When you set your thoughts on God and His Word, you will win the battle every time. Today on The Believer's Voice of Victory, join Kenneth Copeland and guest Creflo Dollar as they conclude this week's teaching, Renewing the Spirit of Your Mind. Now here's Kenneth.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast. I'm Kenneth Copeland. We got to turn this Creflo Dollar loose, man. Praise the Lord. We done preach ourselves happy on
yes,
this
we
thing,
haven't we,
yes, man? I'm so excited about it. Father, we just praise you and thank you today. We give you worship and we bless the name of Jesus. Oh, you are the source.
Yes.
You are our source. There is only one source. Mm-hmm. And you're it. You may have a lot of channels and your distribution is coming through different lives and ministries, but you are the source. And we are sons of the source. And we thank you for it.
Yes.
In Jesus' name.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Creflo, we're talking about the renewing of the mind, the soul. People have had the idea that the soul and the spirit were one and the same and interchangeable. They're not. Because the scripture said that God would sanctify you wholly, W-H-O-L-L-Y, all one piece, spirit and soul and body. Now, the soul is resident in the spirit and has to use the brain. The brain is not the mind. The mind
yes.
is part of the soul. The mind, the will, and the emotions are all part of you. The soul, the human soul, is not what gets born again. Mm-hmm. The spirit gets recreated and the soul has to be renewed. Mm-hmm. Now, that renewing is what we've been talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Now, here's a scripture that I believe the Lord wants you to shed light on here today. In the first chapter of the book of James, verse 21, therefore lay apart all filthiness, superfluity of naughtiness, and receive with meekness. Receive it.
Mm-hmm.
Receive with meekness. Don't be struggling around with this thing. Humble yourself to it and say, yes, that's the word of God, and I receive it. I meditate in it. It's what we've been talking about now for all this time. Receive with meekness the engrafted word, which is able to save your soul, and be a doer of the word, and not a hearer only. Which is able to save your soul. And I've heard people actually preach on that like it was getting born again. But that ain't what that's talking about at all, is it? It's the renewing of the mind.
It's the renewing of the mind. It is the Word of God imparted. No, implanted. There's a little difference there. Imparting the Word is one thing, but implanting that Word.
Engrafted means that it takes up root. With root.
Yes, sir. With root.
Yeah,
so because we intend for it to grow out of that root and produce fruit in a person's life. Now, if that's going to happen, it's got to be implanted, rooted, so that it can produce fruit in a person's life. And that's your soul. That's your mind, your will, your emotions. That's up here.
Well, now, you had what he's saying here, what I'm seeing here. You can't be a doer of the word
without
the renewing of your mind. You got to make the decisions that this is God's word before you can ever be a doer.
How can I do it? You know, you heard people say, I'm really bored with coming to church and I'm bored with reading the Bible. Well, it's not supposed to stop with you just renewing your mind. You're supposed to renew your mind so you can do what your mind is renewing. You set your clock. You set your clock so it can go off. You set your mind with the Word of God so you can actually do the mindset that you got from the Word of God. And some you're bored because you're not doing the Word. Because when you start doing what you're hearing in church and reading and renewing your mind with, you're not going to be bored.
I heard this said. In fact, I heard Brother Keith Moore preach this.
Mm-hmm.
And it quickened me. Mm-hmm. Talking about being bored.
Mm-hmm.
He said, any believer, any child of God that finds themselves really, really bored, mm-hmm. there is something God has called you to do, you not doing. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Or you wouldn't be sitting around being bored about it. There's something you ought that is supposed to be, and that's exactly what you're talking about. Isn't it?
Yeah, but if you're not renewing your mind, you won't discover the will of God.
You won't even know.
You won't know what you're supposed to do. And we're not talking about I renewed my mind last month, but I'm not renewing it anymore. We're talking about this process of renewing your mind, because you can go back to that pitiful life if you stop renewing your mind. I think what we've been trying, well, I know what we've been trying to convince people of for the last couple of weeks is there can be no progress, nor can there be success without, in the Christian life, there can be no Christian progress or success without the renewing of your mind.
Just as you said that, it just broke over my spirit. You will not pray. All Christian failure is a prayer failure.
Yes, sir.
All Christian failure is a love failure. Mm-hmm. All Christian failure is a faith failure. Mm-hmm. It's not because somebody else did something to you. The failures come in these categories. But without the renewed mind, mm-hmm. you don't know what to pray. Mm-hmm. Without the renewed mind, you're going to be praying stuff coming out of the world instead of stuff coming out of the world.
You know,
out of the Word.
An excellent illustration. There was this church that they went on this long fast. And what were you fasting about? Well, we're fasting and praying that God would move. And I said, well, God's already moved. Now, watch this. They can spend the next 20 years fasting and praying that God would move. But God's already moved, and until they renew their mind to the fact that God's already moved, they are going to be the same 20 years down the road when they started fasting and praying. Ain't nothing gonna happen until they renew their mind over the fact that God's already moved. You know, that's unbelief. For you to say or try to get God to do something that He's already done.
Or the guy that's praying, asking for faith.
Yeah.
And it's already there.
Yeah.
You ask and receive not because you ask amiss.
Yeah.
And so that's what's mm-hmm. happening. Isn't mm-hmm. it?
And it takes the renewing of
now,
the
now, when
mind.
They said that to you, did your alarm go off?
Yeah.
That ain't right. That ain't what the Word of God said. Yeah,
but it sounds good, though. Oh, we're praying for God to move.
I heard Brother Hagin say one time, these folks called him and said, Brother Hagin, we need you to come. Well, what for? Well, we're going to pray all night long. We want you to come pray with us. He said, now, wait a minute. You going to tell me what we're praying about and how we're going to pray about before I stay and lose my sleep over you? And come to find that when they told him, he said, ain't no use praying about that all night long. It's right there in the Word. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but we're going to pray all night long. He said, nah, you don't need to pray all night long about that. You could spend all night praising God for it.
Would
be a whole different thing. Mm-hmm. But it sounded good and they wanted to do it. It's because they weren't aware of what the Word already said about that.
Now, where we are today, and especially, you know, Christian people must accept responsibility for renewing their mind so that they will know right counsel when they hear it versus wrong counsel when they hear it. We talked about in Psalms 1, he says, blessed is a man that walketh not according to the counsel of the ungodly.
Let's go over and read that.
Because
that shouldn't come as a big shock.
Well, you know, but here's the deal, though.
What does the ungodly have to counsel me in?
Yeah, but people think he's godly because he's saying something that sounds good.
I remember I was so shocked. I hadn't been saved but a little while when I heard this, and I was stunned. Uh-huh. I heard this professor talking about, to a friend of mine, I was just hearing the conversation, about so-and-so that was teaching Bible in their seminary. Mm-hmm. And he said, you mean Dr. so-and-so? Yeah. The one that come from, yeah. He's teaching in your seminary? He said, yeah. You don't know that he's an atheist? Oh, yeah, he said, we know he's an atheist, but he knows the Bible. Now, here I am, man. I ain't been saved but about a month, and I thought, I'm smarter than that. The first thing I thought was, I don't want to be studying the Bible under some guy that don't believe there's a God.
Yeah, yeah.
If that ain't walking in the counsel of the ungodly, that's an extreme illustration of it. Mm-hmm. But if you'll get in and look more deeply into some of these other areas, it's just as stupid as that when you find out the root of the counsel that you're taking off somebody that doesn't know God.
Well, preachers have got to understand the importance of them constantly renewing their minds to the Word of God and not just being stuck on something they got 15, 20 years ago. Constantly in a place where you're improving at it. I mean, there are some things I preached 20-something years ago that I have new light on that thing because I'm constantly renewing my mind.
What is that scripture says? When you're walking in the light of God, it gets brighter and brighter and brighter as you go.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it should get, well, as Christians, it should get brighter and brighter.
Well, sure.
But when you dim out, you know, you may have had part of it, and now the rest of it's in the flesh, and now you're training your church in the flesh, and now you're producing the flesh in their own lives. Now they're walking in a mindset that doesn't line up with the Word of God. When verse 1 here says, blessed or empowered to have success is the man that walks not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. Now, again, look at this.
There it is, right there.
Yeah, look at this. First of all, the man has a delight in it, you know? He has an affection towards the Word of God.
He gives it honor and respect.
Yeah. And as a result of that, he says he's going to be like the tree that's planted by the rivers of water that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither. And whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. The ungodly are not so, but are like the chaff which the wind driveth away. Therefore the ungodly shall not stand in judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knoweth the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish. This is why it's so vital for us to renew our mind in the Word of God, because it's God's way. It's God's way that'll lead us to the blessing. It's God's way that'll lead us to a fruitful life. But if we allow our minds to be influenced by ungodly resources, and we're getting knowledge from ungodly resources, and we're allowing our minds to be renewed in the negative, then we'll do like what you said the other day. We'll renew our mind, but we'll renew our mind in the wrong direction, and we will see and prove the will of the devil.
You know, that right there in that first verse when he said, nor standeth, mm-hmm. nor stands mm-hmm. in the way of sinners, that's not being an obstacle to them, that's mm-hmm. standing with them mm-hmm. in their ideas. Now,
yeah.
Why is the political platform of a political party, the Democratic Party has its platform, you know, and they talk about the planks, and it's the different issues that this party is establishing, and you actually, when you vote for a person that's in that party, you're voting for that platform. Mm-hmm. Why do they call it a platform? Why do they call it a plank? Here's a man standing on this platform trying to get you to vote for him. What is he saying? Come up here and stand with me on this platform. Now, that's what this verse is saying. You don't walk in the counsel of the ungodly, nor do you stand beside sinners in what they think and their way of thinking, the way of the sinner, their way of thinking, their way of acting, their way of speaking, their a lifestyle, their way of doing things.
The Amplified says this, you don't want to follow their advice, their plans, and their purposes, nor stand or submit and inactive in the path where sinners walk, nor sit down to relax and rest where the scornful and the mockers gather. Man, I tell you what, that is going to mess with your mind. That's going to mess with your thinking. But the guy, I mean, it's simple what we've been talking about these past 2 weeks. Here's the Bible. This is the mind of Christ. This is the mind of the Anointed One. Let this mind be in you as it was in Christ Jesus. Well, you said it the other day. If you do all the things that Jesus do, you're going to get all the results that Jesus got.
You do what he does, you think what he thinks, and you say what he says, you're going to get the result.
But it starts with taking this Bible, reading it, and setting your mind to line up with this word. And whenever you come to a contradiction, you allow this word the honor. You honor God by honoring this word, and this word now weighs in heavier than all of the other stuff that's not in this word.
I can see what just answered it for me as I started to say it. That reveals why a Christian businessman, a pastor of a church or something will get in and support a political candidate that they know is for abortion. They know they're for all of these ungodly things and the ways of a sinner. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but he's got something I want. This is something, yeah, but now we got these issues here that have to be dealt with. That's the reason why he's walking and standing on the platform with that person, knowing that what they're doing and saying is crosswise of the word. Yeah, but, okay, when he gets up there on that platform with him, he's going to get that guy's results, and that stuff's going to get in his life. And now he's got this person, this sinner, whatever it is, or the scornful or whatever he's sitting. Scornful people are the racist of the world.
Oh, yeah.
They're the bigots, and they're scornful.
They're scornful.
Now, when he does that, his vote is his seed, and he sows it in that ground over there. He's going to get that guy's sin in his life, and he doesn't even know what's causing him all this trouble. And it's that guy he covenanted with, and he doesn't realize what he's joined up to.
That's why in the church, it's vital. We can't be like the world in the church. You know, this is my heart cry. Don't be in the church so close to everything you need and everything you desire and be too lazy to renew your mind with the Word of God. Now, laziness has its part in it as well. Here it is, but it's going to require me to pick this up, get it in my thinking, be willing to train in it, and not make it religious activity where I just do this on Sunday to make it seem like I'm doing something. But I am serious about exchanging my mindset that doesn't line up with God's word with this.
And then take a stand for it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And no matter what comes your way, you stand on this. The honor that comes from God as a result of somebody honoring this word is going to absolutely show up in extravagance when we hold on to it over all of those other temptations that are trying to stop us. Even over in the book of James, before we moved out of that, he was talking about joy. He said, when the temptation and the stuff comes upon you,
count it all joy.
Count it all joy, knowing this. Well, we know joy comes from what you know. Happiness is, you know, the comfort you have in life. And if you hang around what you know long enough, your joy will make you happy. But this is our strength. Our strength comes from what we know. The issue in churches right now is we've got to learn some stuff. We've got to know some things. We've got to know some things besides, well, let's just shout it out and it'll be all right in the sweet by and by. We've got to become and allow our intellect to be infected with the Word of God so that we will know what to do when the pressure comes. And joy comes because of what I know. Now, here's the other part. Same verse, same chapter. A double-minded man then is unstable in all of his
ways.
Well,
let's go back over and look at that, because, I mean, he lays out both sides right there. You know, Creflo, when you think about where this came from, James was raised in the household with Jesus. He watched it. He thought he was crazy until after Jesus appeared to him. And then all that he heard and all that he saw Jesus do and walk by faith and all that, he didn't do a miracle till they got to the wedding at Cana, but he always walked by faith because it's impossible to please God without faith, and he always perfectly pleased the Father. Mm-hmm. And this man is writing. I mean, this is this is information that is right off the throne of God. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Now, that, count it all joy when you fall into different temptations, testings, and trials. Mm-hmm. Knowing this, that the trying of your faith puts patience to work. Yeah. Now, if you follow the process, it will put patience to work, and you won't get all hung up in it because you know.
Yeah.
Isn't that what he's talking
about?
That's what he says. So you're single-minded on the thing, and you stay there in that single-minded place until patience keeps the door open for faith to continue to work until you're entire wanting nothing.
That's what, wanting nothing. So if you lack wisdom, he said, let him ask of God that giveth to men liberally and upbraideth not. Well, what is wisdom? Wisdom is knowing what to do when you don't know what to do.
Yeah.
God says, I'll show you what to do when you don't know what to do.
It's the ability to take that knowledge
and
then use it.
Yeah.
There are a lot of people got a lot of knowledge and don't have a clue what to do.
Well, in a time like today, where people are trying to figure out how to operate in the midst of a recession and an economic downturn, God knows how. God has a million ways to pay your bills every week. I don't need but one, and I can use that one way to pay my bills all year long.
You can't even think one if you don't if you don't already know and are settled and established in the fact that. Well, you're counting it joy.
Yeah.
Because victory is mine all the way through this thing.
Yeah. We win every battle all the time, no matter what the battle is. We win all the time every battle. That's our confession, Taffy and I. We win every battle, every time, all the time.
Causes us to triumph.
Yeah. He causes the triumph, causes the victory.
When the Apostle Paul, 14 days in a hurricane, man, and he stands up and said, be of good cheer. What? What? The ships are sinking, you dumbbell preacher. Why are you telling me to be of good cheer? I've heard from God.
Yeah.
It's not God's plan for this ship to sink.
Yeah.
You put that in your mouth.
Yeah.
You stand up there, and I don't care, they want to foreclose on your house.
Yes, sir.
It's not God's plan for my ship to sink. I'm not going under.
Yeah.
Man, things start happening then. Mm-hmm. But it won't until you do that.
That's right. And most people think, well, you know, what is that going to do? Is that going to give me the money to do that? You might not need the money to do that when you're dealing with God.
Yeah.
Quit trying to look at it the way the world has trained you to look at it and just have faith in God.
That's it. Have
faith in God.
Brother Creflo and I'll be back in just a moment.
Come to these exciting meetings. The Copeland Family Meeting in Long Beach, California is July 8th through 10th at the Long Beach Convention Center in Long Beach, California. Homecoming 2010, August 2nd through 7th at the Fort Worth Convention Center in Fort Worth, Texas.
The Behind the Mission Weekend in Orlando, Florida will be September 24th and 25th with Stephen Kelly Swisher at the Hilton Orlando Bonnet Creek. For more information, go to kcm.org.
Friday is always offering day on the Believer's Voice of Victor broadcast because the Lord ordered it so a number of years ago, and here's why. Now listen to this. This is in Galatians 6. Don't be deceived. God is not mocked, for whatsoever a man sows, that shall he also reap. Now, remember here in the 5th chapter, we started this whole series in the 5th chapter of Galatians, and he's talking about walking in the Spirit, not fulfilling the lust of the flesh. And then you come all the way down, for he that sows to his flesh, if that's what you're sowing on and that's what you're watching, you're not going to renew your mind. I don't care if you are born again. Mm-hmm. You're going to reap corruption. Mm-hmm. Well, now listen to this. He that sows to the Spirit shall of the Spirit reap life everlasting. Life everlasting was translation of the word Zoe, yes, which is the very life essence of God, yes, and it's in your spirit. Now, when you hear words ministered into you, like you've been hearing all this week and last week on this broadcast, you listen to the tapes and you're reaping from this and you're gaining that, these words go in. Now, we talked about the engrafted word as it goes in there, and then you receive it and you sow into the teacher. Let him that's taught in the word respond unto him that teaches in all good things. Why? You're acting on what that person taught, and when you do that, the life of God then takes root.
Yes.
What you heard takes root. Mm-hmm. And that's the reason that God put it in that form. Mm-hmm. And that's the reason he said, I want you receiving offering at the end of every week now, mm-hmm, so people can respond to it. Mm-hmm. And Father, we pray in the name of Jesus, for the powerful response, yes, of the Word of God.
Yes.
In Jesus' name, taking root in our spirit.
Yes.
Praise God. Yes. Now, you pray about it, and whatever the Lord leads you to do by the Spirit of God, you do it. In Jesus' name. Creflo, thank you, man.
Thank you, sir.
This has been outstanding. Oh, it's so good.
Yes, sir.
Amen. Praise the Lord. We'll see you next time. Until then, remember that Jesus is the Lord.
Thank you for being with us on the Believer's Voice of Victory. Go to kcm.org to purchase this week's broadcasts on DVD or CD. Victory Long Beach starts this Thursday in Long Beach, California. Be sure to join us July 8th through 10th at the Long Beach Convention Center Terrace Theater. For all the information on this exciting meeting, go to kcm.org.